Unit 38, that's a 201, that's Tac 36. Copy, that's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome to Running Code, where you, the viewer, get to know a little bit more about us, the men and women of the Newport News Police Department. Well, welcome. Hello, Melissa. How are you?
Hi, Captain Tejans. How are you?
Ah, call me Morgan. Stop that. No need for the formalities.
The formalities.
Here we go.
Right?
That's right.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you, Carly. Very well.
We've got an interesting guest here today with us.
Yeah.
He's already got the giggles.
I would definitely call him interesting.
Yeah. He's over here already with the giggles.
Yeah.
How are you, Sarge?
I'm good, OT. How you doing?
Good. You want to introduce yourself to the viewers?
Sergeant Millett, Recruiting Division. I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. And he has a first name. It's Kevin.
Yeah. Welcome, Kevin. We still have a hard time with that, don't we?
That's sometimes. Right. Yeah. Sometimes.
It's good to see you, Kevin. It's been a while, yes?
I saw you last week.
That's right. Yeah. That's why, let me tell you, for me, that's much too long.
It is.
For me, that's much too long, pal. Absolutely.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
Glad you're here. So you want to tell our viewers a little bit about yourself?
Where should I begin?
How about from the start, Kev?
Born and raised in Hampton. Spent my whole life there. Went to Hampton High. Attended Virginia Commonwealth University. Went to the Marine Corps. After the Marine Corps, I got recruited to do executive protection for the CIA. My wife said no. So I ended up coming home. And
as any good wife would, I'd like to add that in there.
She said you did enough traveling in the Marine Corps, so you need to be home. And then I come home and she does more traveling than I do.
Is that right?
Yeah. So applied to Newport News and Virginia Beach and got hired at the same time. And I chose the best department, I would say.
Well, not to offend anybody, but I would definitely agree with you.
I will take that. Absolutely.
Agree. So, Kev, you said you were in the Marine Corps?
Did 8 years. Yep.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, yes. Where'd you serve?
Actually, I went to Marine Corps Reserves. I'm sorry. I should take that back. So, while I was at VCU, I came home for Christmas break, and there was a chance I probably wasn't going to return back to college, so I needed to do something. So, I joined the Reserves, which was great. My last 2.5-3 years were active. And it's funny because my reserve unit was right there in Newport News. Just like any military story, I got to see the world. Japan, California.
Wow.
Of course, beautiful Lejeune, North Carolina.
Yeah. Everybody raves about that place.
Yeah. Can hardly wait to go back.
Right. Now, well, we're happy to have you here.
We are. Absolutely. Now, was your reserve base there at 75th and Warwick?
It was.
Really?
Yep. That was my reserve center. Yep.
Has now turned into.
Yes. We have a day center.
Day center is right there now.
Myself, retired Lieutenant Webb, retired NPO Mitchell, all of
few.
Us served in the same unit.
Wow. Now, did you, just out of curiosity, were there sworn law enforcement officers in the unit before you became a police officer?
When I got there, they were getting ready to retire, so I couldn't tell you. I'm not sure. I think Webb was there for a little while longer until he retired from the Marine Corps, I'm sorry, because he was my lieutenant on midnight shift. And I think Gunny Mitch, I think he stayed a little bit, and then he retired, yeah.
You enjoyed the Marines?
It was fun.
It was fun. You enjoy police work a little more?
I do, actually. I do. But I needed the Marine Corps. I did.
So why did you join the police department? Kind of what sent you in that direction?
I'm an 80s baby, so it was one of those things like I want to be a cop or a firefighter, and everybody's running away from the action. I want to run to it kind of thing. So, yeah, it was a no-brainer.
Wow. So you served for 8 years as reserve,
and then you
joined the police department.
I actually did a little bit of work in Bethesda, Maryland. It was with the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, and that's where I got recruited to do executive protection for the CIA. So I did that for a little while, and when I told my wife about the opportunity, that's when she said no. And Northern Virginia and Bethesda, Maryland is very expensive, so came home, and that's when I applied. I was like, hey, well, you know, it was either going to be that or I was going to be a cop. So,
wow.
So tell us a little bit about what you've done since you've been here. You've had some interesting roles, and you have a pretty interesting role now, but we'll get there.
So
where have you been on the department?
I was fortunate enough to stay in one precinct the whole time. I've been in South Precinct the whole time until last year. I got moved to recruiting, and I went kicking and screaming, but I actually enjoy it now. It's different. It's a different challenge. It's actually fun. Like I say, it's a different challenge from being on the road. And, you know, I spent most of my time on midnights. Captain Tejans was my lieutenant on midnight shift for a while.
It was a privilege, Kevin. It was a privilege.
I gave him a little bit of paperwork to do, but
a few sheets I had to fill out.
But it was a good time. It was a good time.
So you were an officer and later a supervisor in the same precinct.
Yes, yes. I was very lucky and very fortunate. I love working downtown. I loved all the officers that I work with for the most part. Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, I mean, all jokes aside, when we worked together, we had a phenomenal team.
We did. When I was an officer on midnight shift, it was one of those things like we called each other to make sure we were going to work. Like, hey, you coming to work tonight, right? And we're like, yeah, I'm going to be there. And, you know, our kids were small back then. So, of course, they'd be, once in a blue moon, the kids would be sick. And we'd have to tell, you know, our buddies, hey, I'm not coming in tonight. And they're mad. They're like, well, why? What's wrong with your kid? It's like, man, he's sick, man. I got to stay home. All right, man, well, we'll see you tomorrow. It was a good time. The camaraderie was good. The people that I work with, you know, they were great officers, and they're doing good things. They're lieutenants and sergeants and working for task force, and a couple of them are retired. So it was a good time. And then eventually, NMPD's been good.
Yeah, it's been good to all three of us, I would argue, right? And then you made your way over to recruiting.
Got promoted to corporal, went back to midnights, got promoted to sergeant, stayed on midnights. Opportunity came up for recruiting. I took that. It'll be a year next month, I think, that I've been in recruiting. Which, like I said, it's a different challenge, but it's good.
I imagine it's very gratifying because I would argue that you have probably hired or at least been part of the hiring process of quite a few people since you've been there.
Three academies, I believe.
So you've hired them and seen them grow, graduate from the academy, the whole nine.
A few of them. When I got there, I think there was an academy that was graduating, and I think they're doing pretty well right now. And you know, being in recruiting. You know, the chief is coming down. How many we got?
Now, is that a daily occurrence?
He's scaled back a little bit.
He cares, right?
I like it. Recruiting is, it's not what I thought it was going to be at first, but it's a good deal.
Now, I don't know if you know this, Kevin, but I was also a recruiting sergeant.
I did not.
Yes.
I know you've been all over, but
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
I do.
That's right. I have to tell you, Kevin, it is a great job to have, but it is a laborious job because unlike the Monday through Friday, if you will, we worked on weekends,
yes.
Right? When people wanted to meet with us to talk about the police department, regardless of the day or hour, that's what we did.
And our investigators are good. They're, like you said, if you're trying to become a police officer and you need to come in at 5-6 on a weekend on a Sunday, they're there to accommodate you. And we just had a hiring event last Saturday, as a matter of fact. We have another one, I think March 30th, by the way.
Shameless plug.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's right.
Do it again. Do it again. I love
March
that.
March 30th.
But we have some of our background investigators were prior police officers, correct?
All of them.
All of them were.
Yep.
Very cool.
Captain, the two detectives. We just hired one from Virginia Beach. He's prior law enforcement, so yeah.
Now, I guess we should look at you from another perspective, and that is, what do you do on your time off, Kev? I mean, what do you do? And I know you have children, so obviously you're spending time with wife and kids, but what do you do to enjoy yourself?
Oh, gosh.
Have fun.
Is there time to do that?
Yes, of course. We'll make time.
So I actually enjoy talking to my daughter whenever she decides to give me a little bit of attention.
How old is your daughter?
She is 18. She's about to, I'm not supposed to tell anybody, but she's about to go to Old Dominion.
Say it again. I know you're not supposed to tell anybody, but say it again. I just love those words coming out of your mouth.
I don't know why she's keeping this a secret, but she's got accepted to Virginia Commonwealth University, Old Dominion, Randolph-Macon.
Wow.
Christopher
Very nice.
Newport. And, you know, I was hoping she was going to go to CNU so I could just drive by.
Right.
But she's committed to Old Dominion. Listen,
that's a smart girl right there.
She's always on
amazing.
The move. So it's like, Dad, I need this. Dad, I need that. So my son is in high school, basketball player. So I'm all over the place with AAU basketball and his varsity basketball at Catholic High. And some of my hobbies involve me being away from home. So I think my wife actually likes that. She doesn't have to deal with me too much. So if I'm hunting or fishing or, you know, out with my boys or something like that, and then I come home, she's like, oh, you're back. But no.
There's a healthy balance, yeah, you would say, though, right?
We spend a little bit of time. She thinks I'm obsessed with hunting, and I lose signal, coincidentally, sometimes.
When you're out hunting?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lose signal. Okay.
All right, is that what that is? Because
she always I tell her, hey, babe, I'm going hunting. Try not to call me because you're going to be wondering what I'm doing. You can scare off whatever I'm hunting. And she it never fails. Right when I'm getting ready to do something, she calls, and I'm like, it just ran off. So yeah. I'll be home early now.
Do you still have that amazing, I think, was it a Jeep that you had when we were working together? That beautiful Jeep?
It's funny. I sold the Jeep. Had two more cars, but I just bought another one. So I have another Jeep now.
Okay.
But I'm only going to have it for a year and a half because I have to give it to the boy.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Now, are you still acting? I know that when we worked together, you were very, very, very good about being in the gym, literally almost right after work. Super, 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 super tight regimen still? Or?
Times change, Cal. I'm getting back into it slowly but surely. But yeah.
Life gets in the way sometimes, right?
You know, it's crazy because I'm sensitive about my age. And like he said, if I skip like a month or 2 months or 3 months, I get back in, you know, body snaps just like that. It's not responding
not
the way it used to.
It's not responding.
Not anymore.
I don't know if it's not listening, but yeah, it's not snapping back
to
the way
louder.
It used to.
Yeah. You got to speak louder. It'll listen.
Yeah, but the family is good. Whatever free time I have is balanced, you know, with the department friends and the friends I had before. So, and it's kind of cool because they intermingle too. But life is good for the most part.
Yeah. How much do you love? Because Melissa and I, we freely admit it, we love police work. Like, we really enjoy the work, the camaraderie, the things that we have to accomplish together, even when they're most difficult. We just love that. What's it mean to you, Kev, being part of this organization?
So I hate to say it because it sounds corny and cliche, but, you know, it's a family. And like I said, on midnight shift, you know, midnight shift is always different because it's midnight shift. Everybody that's worked midnight shift knows that the different mode that we're in. Made a lot of friends that, you know, turn out to be, you know, good family. Like, we've been to kids' birthday parties. They, you know, we've been to funerals together, whether it's, you know, my family, their family. You know, as a family, when your mom meets the people you work with and, you know, when it's time to go to work, they're like, hey, you know, make sure Rob, make sure Justin, make sure Thomas, make sure everybody's, you know, safe and don't do nothing dumb. So, like I said, it's cliche because it's a family and it's yeah. I can't say, you know, NMPD has been good to me.
Yeah, there's a legitimate love that we have for one another, you know, like family, literally like family, because we are family. Hey, let's admit it. Sometimes we spend more time
with each other than we do with our own families. And midnight shift is kind of tough. That's one of those lifestyles that you kind of have to change a lot about what your normal day to day is just to be able to function during those hours.
And it's kind of, you know, work that we do when, you know, whenever your life is on the line and you got people that you actually trust on your left and your right is a good thing. Right.
So, Kevin, you've been with us about 17 years, a little over 17,
it'll
like 17.
18 in August, I think.
Yeah, 17 and a half, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. And Melissa, you about 17 and 8 months. Did you know that?
Did
a little research. Yeah, did a little research before I showed up, folks.
I think I'll be 18.
You've got me about 6 months, I think.
Yeah, I'll be 18 July 7th,
yeah.
July 6th, something like that.
Yeah,
because
you have
June 6th,
2 months.
I was supposed to be in your academy.
You were.
Yeah.
You were.
Yeah, you're separated by 2 months, actually, because you're the 48th most senior person on the department. You're the 46th.
I will definitely take that.
How about that?
Hey, listen,
hey,
don't
Kelly,
do that.
How about
don't
that
do
research?
That.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't do that. Don't do that, Kevin. We're happy about that.
Yeah, yeah.
That is dedication right there. You don't see that very often
that's
anymore, right?
Yeah, that, Kevin, there was a time where you were the least senior, and now you're all the way at 48.
And you're on the list.
On the list.
I'm sorry, Kel?
What's your rank?
Okay, let's move on to the next question.
Captain, yeah, where do you fall on the list?
Third.
So, wait. Let's do these numbers real fast. We have 475 slots on the department, right?
That's correct.
They're not completely full. We're working on that. That's what we have you for. That's why you're here.
We are.
I'm number 20. What
no, you're number 46. Kev's 48, I believe.
46, 48, and you're number...
3. That's effective March 1st. We have a retirement, yes.
And who's ahead of you?
That would be Captain Bradley and Chief Grinstead. So let's move on to the next question, shall we? All right.
I just figure that is very interesting. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Kevin, I got to work with you personally right at the end of your stint in South,
yeah.
Right?
That's right, yep.
All Midnight Shift, and now you're in recruiting. And you're helping to bring the best and the brightest to the department. If there was somebody watching the podcast today, and they were looking for words of encouragement or any tips or anything that you could provide for them here that would jumpstart their, you know, them trying to participate or show up or just apply, what would you say to them to get them started?
A good thing would be to do the ride along, you know, sign up online, do a ride along. So you have an idea of what you're getting yourself into, because it's not like the TV shows. It's not like the movies like I thought it was going to be. But it's still very rewarding. Always, you know, stay physically fit. Let your family know what you want to accomplish. Police work is hard, and you're going to need all the support you can get. Mm-hmm. So yep. When you have your family behind you, your friends behind you, it helps a lot. My friends have been very supportive. Family's been very supportive. So I would encourage them to do a ride along, talk to the police. If they know any police officers, if you see one, come up, talk to us, ask them about it.
Kev, what about that person that's thinking, you know, I really, really want to do something in the law enforcement field, but I'm not sure if I have what it takes. What would you tell them?
Talk to one. If, like I said, it sounds crazy. If you see a police officer in any jurisdiction, hopefully ours, come up, talk to us. Everything you need pretty much is online now. Look at a couple of videos. Look at our recruiting videos. The ride-along program is actually great. I did a few ride-alongs with a few different departments. And like I said, Newport News was great.
Yeah, and they can do that.
In comparison to the rest of them, they were by far the best.
So you did a couple of ride-alongs before you joined us.
I did.
Okay, and I think that ride-along form is available online, correct?
It is. You're absolutely right, Kev.
Everything's online. So, Kev, I know we were talking about before we were in the green room, if you will. And, well, let's call it that, right? Let's call it that. And we were talking about some funny stories. And I know that you mentioned that you want a tattletale on me a little bit. You had a funny story.
Oh, my gosh.
To tell. So, here we go. Morgan is going to take another hit for the team. Here we go.
They sent the questions, and I'm like, man, I don't think I have anything, you know, funny. And as soon as I, you know, said that to myself, I was like, Captain Tejans is up here, and I remember a story. We were on midnight shift.
Oh, boy.
And he was my lieutenant. And we were going to a call. It was a domestic that turned into a warrant service. And LT, you know, he was proactive. He's always been out there with us. So we go to this house, and I'm in this stack with another sergeant and an officer that's not here anymore. I think it was Gibson. I can't remember.
Now, Kev, when you say stack, what do you mean by that?
I think the sergeant had the shield. I was behind him. I had a shotgun. I know that. And I think Gibson was to my left. And we were knocking at the door, telling them to come out. And there were two other people in the back because I think the guy tried to sneak out the back.
Oh, no. This is going to be awesome. Already.
Lieutenant T just comes up, and, you know, the door is right here. And like I said, we're in the stack. So LT tries to come up over, you know, the railing. It's an old, rotted wooden railing.
Oh, no.
And it just gives. Not just a piece. The whole railing comes off. And it looked like LT looked like a cartoon. The railing comes off, and he's on him like this, and we're still on this door like this. And I'm looking out the corner, and I'm like, do I help the lieutenant? And Gibson is in the back, and he's in my ear, and he says, what are we supposed to do? Lieutenant's just sitting motionless, and all I hear is, oh. We ended up getting a bad guy, and he kind of laid there for a minute, then he got up. I didn't know what was going on.
So some of the best stories we've heard so far on this show have to do with you on patrol. We had a good time with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the day on patrol.
My wife sometimes will remind me that I have the coordination of a baby giraffe.
Man, you could hear her snickering. I'm biting the back of my tongue to keep from, like, laughing, like, super loud because the creaks, the wood breaking, all of it, just boom. And he's, oh. Hilarious.
Yeah. We're just happy that was where we didn't do.
I'm glad he was all right.
I'm glad I was all right too.
Body cameras back then. I wish we did have, right? So, speaking of your new position as one of the recruiters, we have unearthed some photos that I'm sure we'll be able to share with our viewers. But we just thought they were very interesting looking. Can you tell me what you were thinking about in this photo? Like, you look kind of. Like, what was happening here?
So, I'm in my class A's, and it's hot outside. Everybody else was nice and comfortable. You see them underneath the tree.
Yes.
And I'm watching the recruits. You know, they did a phenomenal job. They were, you know, doing a little obstacle course we had. And then they left me. And I had to get all the gear up.
So, what are you doing in this picture?
Pulling that heavy dummy and...
A wagon. It looks like a wagon.
So you're cheating, doing the dummy drag, but you're cheating. Okay.
I couldn't do but so much in those core frames and, you know, my class.
Oh, yeah, you do have the plastic shoes on. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
Very nice. You look sharp.
You do look sharp.
Yeah. It's hot.
Very handsome, I might add, as well. And let me tell you, here we go. I got to remember, now, since you told a story on me, Melissa, I could not go anywhere with Kevin on a call, I'm telling you, without somebody commenting on his good looks. I am telling you everywhere. I got so fed up with it that I wouldn't show up on calls with him anymore.
Listen.
I felt inadequate, you know, when I was around him. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, you're so handsome. Oh, here we go again.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Or they would tell me he's handsome. What do I got to do with it?
That's a good looking guy right there, right?
Yeah.
So.
What did you say? Like, man, we're here for a purpose. We've got a job to do.
I don't know. I was envious. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's what it was. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Kel, how are we doing on time there?
I think we can move to the next phase.
Really? All right. So, Kev, what do you think about rapid fire?
Let's go.
All right. Would you like to start, Melissa?
I would love to start.
Let's do this thing.
Okay. Favorite subject in high school?
P.E.
Any particular
Any particular part of PE? Like, did you a specific sport?
Actually, PE and believe it or not, French 1 and 2.
So don't ask
me.
I was about to say, parlez-vous français?
Oui. Trey Mile.
Very bad. Okay. Very bad. All right.
Wow. French and even more worldly than I thought, Kevin. Wow.
Two different sides of the spectrum there. Yeah, but that's what we celebrate diversity around here. I love it.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
All right. So, Kev, your favorite ice cream flavor?
Rocky Road.
Oh, that's so complicated.
Oh, actually, you can ask the wrong person. You can tell I ain't been in the gym in a while. Rocky Road.
Like three different things popped up. Let's see.
Heavenly Hash, Cherry Garcia.
Now, a lot of people don't even know what Heavenly Hash is.
I think it's got like marshmallows.
Almonds.
Fudge, almonds. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I guess, a Rocky Road on steroids.
Yes.
Oh, man.
If you will, right?
Anything, it's a good flavor. I actually like anything from Haagen-Dazs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Melissa, what flavor?
Oh, he killed it. I've never heard anybody else say Heavenly Hash. Like,
that's one of your favorites?
That is one of my favorites. Yep. But Cold Stone has a birthday cake remix. Listen, you can tell I ain't been in the gym since 72. They have a birthday cake remix that I love their ice cream.
Too. If I had to eat one for the rest of my days?
You're a gelato eater, aren't you?
Gelato, yeah. That's right.
Yep.
Lemon gelato. That's it. No comparison.
Oh, man, I didn't know that. I should have known better.
All right.
Favorite movie?
It's a tie.
Let's say a favorite tie. Cop movie. Hold on. Let's fix that. Favorite cop movie.
Ooh.
That'd make it a little bit harder.
I don't have any. Ugh.
Miami Vice, I guess.
Miami Vice, really?
But other than the cop movie, it's a tie between, I told you I'm an 80s baby, Top Gun and Karate Kid.
Top Gun.
Really? Oh, wow.
I know. So you're an action from the opening credits to the end.
So action kind of movies? Yep. Melissa, favorite movie in general?
In general, I don't even think I have an answer for that. But cop movie, Training Day. All hands down.
Training Day, really?
Nobody beats Denzel.
Well, so favorite movie for me is Dancing with Wolves.
Dancing with Wolves?
Oh, Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Anything with Kevin.
It has everything. It has everything in that movie.
It's the Kevins.
It's the Kevins. That's right.
It's the Kevins.
Yep. He's, and Costner, for the record, he's handsome as well.
There it is.
All right. So we got to,
oh, goodness.
All righty. Kev, baseball, basketball, football, or hockey? Which would you prefer to watch?
Oof.
Basketball with my son.
Oh, that's nice.
It's awkward because I know nothing about basketball. I was a soccer player.
And a good one, I mean.
Yes. I've seen you play.
Thank you. The little bit that I do know about basketball, it's all old and outdated. So, and my son will let me know
that it's old and outdated. Children are good at that.
Yeah, they are.
Children are good at reminding us that we are old and outdated, if I might add that.
This morning, as a matter of fact.
This morning. Now, we played soccer for the police department team. We had a great time.
Good.
Yeah, we had a great time. We actually won the tournament, if you remember, in Norfolk.
We were actually so good that, you know, the other teams brought people that weren't police officers in, and
imagine that.
And
am I allowed to say the department?
Probably not.
Okay. All
right. We don't want to offend anyone. But listen, we know which teams played fair.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we had a good time.
It was.
Yep. Oh, I love this next question, Melissa. I love this next question.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
If you had a superpower, what would it be?
Ooh.
Read people's thoughts.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, that would drive me batty all day long.
Read people's thoughts.
Oof. Melissa?
I don't know the answer to that.
If I had a superpower, it would be I could eat anything I want without gaining weight. That would be awesome.
Yes.
What did you say,
Kelly?
Absolutely.
But that's a Captain Teigen's answer right there.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely a Captain Teigen's answer.
But not gain weight.
Well, Kevin, it's been a pleasure.
I'm glad I came. This was fun. It was fun.
Well, we've known each other for literally since
you got here.
Yeah, pretty much since you got here, right? So I think you were a sergeant when I got here. I think you're correct.
Like I said, I was supposed to be in your academy.
Yeah,
so
I was an officer in Central when you got here.
Yeah, so having you on the podcast was definitely a no-brainer. We've had a great time over the years. And I'll tell you, I'm so proud of our shift. There's so many of us, of you, that have gone on to become not only leaders in the informal sense, but supervisors. Mm. I mean, I can't even, looking back on that shift, I can't even tell you how many are today leading from the front and as managers, and it's pretty exciting.
I can name some. I just feel bad if I forgot them. I know.
Oh, absolutely.
Peregrine, Lieutenant, Justin, Sergeant, Proper Sergeant.
Yeah. A ton of guys and gals.
There's two. And, you know, even not even in the supervisory, a lot of people went on, you know, Task Force and Vice. I think there's two more people that I'm forgetting, and
Oh, they'll charge it to your heart.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
I'm sure. Yeah, but it's been a pleasure having you on the show. I know that I've always, we joke around a lot, Kevin, but I've always admired you. You come to work, man. I mean,
you know,
you're not afraid of the grind. I saw that in patrol. We work very hard. Midnight shift is a shift where you've got to be serious about coming to work. Because you're not allowed to be tired. Because when you're tired and when it's dark outside, you know, the chances, it's just not good. I mean, it's just not good. So I always admired you. Yeah, we had a really good crew.
Thank you all for having me.
Oh, thank you for bringing that flair. We knew it was going to come with you. We knew it was going
to
come with
you. Yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing how many comments pop up. Oh, you're right, Cap Teigen's. He is handsome.
Yeah, now it's going to be all negative ones.
You got to love social media, right?
Yeah, so it's been a pleasure. Well, I guess we should thank the folks for viewing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
And I think they got to push that like button.
The like button is important. Please press the like button.
Subscribe.
And subscribe and come back and see us next time.
Absolutely. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Take care. Be safe out there. Cheers.